it's a very exciting occasion in our company's history. So this Friday we're going to celebrate in style, and we'll be throwing a business anniversary party. So we're very excited, and we're looking forward to commemorating this special afternoon with the staff and, of course, with the children.
Rosemary, take us back to the beginning, 20 years ago.
Well, Annie Carty Childcare was originally the brainchild of a few very determined people in the parish. Thank God for them. And as the idea gathered momentum, more parents with similar needs came on board, and an official committee was set up. And their research proved that there was a huge need for such a facility in the parish. Our after-school service opened on September 3rd, 2001, originally with 5 children registered. And over the years, the numbers increased, and families could see that there was a very valuable service with very affordable rates. We open at 7:30, and we provide a breakfast club, a preschool and an after-school service, and that's Monday to Friday. Originally, we operated from the parochial hall for a number of years. I think it was 2001 to 2008, and we started a business where we currently are on Monday the 17th of November 2008. So there's currently 7 staff employed here.
Can you remember back, Rosemary, to the difference that it made, particularly to women, I suppose, in the area? It freed them up to go to work, didn't it?
That's right, Fran. Yeah, that was actually, that kind of coincided with what was taking place, I suppose, nationally at the time. And services like ourselves allowed, I suppose, both men and women maybe to take up maybe some even part-time work and avail of that at affordable costs, you know, within the community. So it was great.
So, Breda, childcare has changed drastically, I'm sure, over the last 20 years. Can you tell us how it evolved?
The parents were always, if they needed childcare, you availed of what was near, what was close to you. Hmm. Whereas now parents are more selective about where they send children. And I suppose that their children are very happy and settled within a service. So you would have, I suppose, parents put an awful lot more effort into seeing where their children are going to attend preschool or after school. The staff, they've put in an awful lot of training, I suppose, now over the years. There are certain qualifications now are needed, and staff are constantly upskilling. There's also an awful lot more work to go with that job as well. So you're looking at the paperwork has increased. Yeah. There's an awful lot, I suppose, like with any job, but there is a huge amount of it's between cleaning and observations and everything. You could be all day writing. You definitely need staff who have a love with the job and a love with the children. From the children's point of view, I think that it's definitely gone more child-centred. It is down to kind of kids' own choices. They do have a lot more freedom. Even whatever activities that we would have within the centre, they would be here for a certain reason, because certain children like to do that. Right. It wouldn't be kind of, I suppose, years ago you might have done a lot of stuff that staff might think that would be wonderful and the children might have no interest. But yeah. So it is very on what the kids like. I suppose the times we're in as well at the minute, there is an awful lot of outside time. Outside, which kids love.
Yes.
Kids love. They'd give all day outside, I said. Well, once they've the wellies on, I said, in the Irish weather. So I suppose there has been major changes with it. There's huge emphasis here around food as well, because we provide all meals. So it's kind of kids' likes and dislikes. We have a lovely lady who works in the kitchen, Magella, and she's great to know who doesn't eat this and who doesn't eat that. So she's great to always have an alternative there for him. Yeah. I don't know how she keeps track of it. So as well, then their written homework and stuff is completed here as well, which is a great assistance to parents in that in the afternoon.
Just, I mean, it really is education. It's not just child care.
Oh, 100%.
It's education.
It's 100%. Like it's my own daughter, Shauna, now she's in college, she's in, gone into third year in college, and she just went through after school from start to finish here, as did Rosemary's and your own friend. And then you had like the preschool there. It's kind of, it's the learning experience they have through it. My own two are not long out of it, and Rosemary's are in there as well, and it's like they do get great learning. It is an education.
What about funding, Breda? How has that changed over the years?
The initial funding that we would have started off with, which is the CCS, which has always been a great source of income to the centre, and I suppose a great reduction in childcare costs to parents, that we're lucky enough that was due to finish this year, actually, and due to COVID has been extended for another year, which we're very grateful of. With this main source of funding, when parents do qualify for that, it does give them a high reduction. And because of that, then we've been very lucky to be able to afford them parents who might not qualify for any funding,
be able to offer them a discount.
Very good.
Which is great to be able to do, yeah, because as it can be very unfair that certain people don't qualify for stuff.
Sure.
Also, then we have the NCS. So some parents might fall into this category to be able to avail of that funding. And there's also then the free preschool year, which all children will qualify for 2 years. Which gives children the opportunity to attend preschool service for 38 weeks of the year from 9:30 to 12:30 for 38 weeks. So I said it's a great opportunity for children to come in and they meet up with friends. Then they might be here for their year or two and then they all go over and start school together, which is really nice because they really just have a change of setting as opposed to kind of the big daunting experience of starting school. So it definitely does ease things for them and they have their little buddies met before they go over, which is nice.
Very much a week of celebration and we're looking forward to Friday, which is the day. But I have to ask you about COVID and how it has affected you here. What about that?
Well, I suppose COVID, like the whole country, found it a very unique, unreal time that I suppose none of us saw coming or lasting as long as it did. Initially, I suppose we were all thinking nearly we were going on a 2 week holiday. And we'd be back straight away after it. Little did we know we'd be closed for 15 weeks.
Wow.
I suppose on return, in one respect, we were lucky that we did kind of open during the summer, that it was a quieter time for us. Because it gave us time to kind of implement all the huge changes, I suppose, that did come into play. And even for ourselves, just to get used to being a workforce back together again and kind of even the small things of wearing masks or the extra cleaning of hands and kind of things with children, how we were going to implement things before September came. And it has been a stressful time. I think everyone has felt that across the board, whether if it's parents, staff, and I suppose the children then themselves, because we've always had a very kind of free-flowing centre and now it's kind of very pod-centred. So that's why we do try to get the kids out as much as possible. Kids do give long enough in school during the day that they're sitting at tables and we try not to restrict them that much, but then you have to kind of think of everyone's safety.
Yeah,
and
of course.
So it has been a strange one. But hopefully we won't see it for too much longer. We can keep fingers and toes and everything else crossed.
Rosemary, tell me about the idea to commemorate the 20 years. It's a novel way of doing it, isn't it?
It is. It's very different, I suppose, friends. Not something we've ever done before. So maybe to commemorate this wonderful achievement of being open 20 years, we're going to host 20 days of giving. This is going to be a charitable giving campaign that coincides with our company's anniversary. So basically this will be open to the community and to the staff and the families, and basically people can contribute an item or whatever they want to of their choice to the centre, and we will make sure that that's given to a charity.
Lovely
idea.
Something
different.
And that will be up and running from Friday, I guess.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly,
very good
for 20 days.
I know that you want to thank some people before we wrap up as well.
Absolutely, Fran, yeah. And this is a prime opportunity.
There's some people that you'd like to thank as well, Rosemary.
That's right, Fran. I suppose our 20 years in business is a prime opportunity to thank the employees for their wonderful work, and to acknowledge all the families and the children that have supported us over the years. And finally, a big thank you to all the voluntary management committee we've had over the years as well, Fran. So Enicarty Childcare Limited are celebrating 20 years of excellent care and attention to the parents and children of the parish and beyond.
Just before I leave, I want to say congratulations to everybody involved here with Enicarty Childcare, because as somebody who lives in the area, I know the value and the worth of what it is you do here. So have a lovely day on Friday, and thanks for inviting me along.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.